You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, GZ. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, the show is brought to you by theglamorousguide.com and BreeReinhardt.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z of Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an awesome guest on the line from California, Kai L, who is a celebrity yoga instructor, which is so awesome, and she's a singer and songwriter. What a combo. Hi, Kai. How are you today?
Hi, Jay-Z. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you, and I love how you, like, are on two different streams of the map in your career. So let's talk about, you know, your background. So how did you fall into the world of yoga?
Well, I moved to California and I just started taking these yoga classes outside in the park in the sunlight or on the butterflies and the birds, and my feet were in the grass, and I just started getting really powerful meditations and inspiration to create music later in the day. And I started just becoming very fascinated with just the entire philosophy of what it was. So it just kind of stemmed from personal curiosity.
Awesome. I just want to apologize to Kai and everyone listening. I do have construction going on in the building that I'm in, so if you hear any noise, that's what that is. But I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Awesome. So tell us about how you got into the field of celebrity yoga. Like, who have you worked with? And tell us about, all about where you're working and things like that.
I mean, I've worked with these brilliant, talented artists. One of them is Al Pacino. I teach Ron White, this comedian, and his wife, and then I've taught Robbie Williams, and I'm like, I just kind of got, I don't know, I feel like the universe just opened the door. That's the power of what I'm trying to teach, which is yoga really helps you with your vibration, your intention, your power to manifest. And I just think once I learned the real practice of it and started really embracing it, all these doors just began to open. And I got to connect with all these people I'd been like, I would like give anything to connect to. And it's a really genuine bond.
That's so awesome. So tell us about like the first celebrity you ever worked with.
That was Al Pacino.
Awesome.
And I mean, it was really incredible because he actually, his agent really, 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 really wanted him to do it. And he didn't want to do it. He's like, I don't want to do anything. So I just said to him, hey, this is just great that you're trying it once. So let's just give it a try. And if you never want to do it again, like, good for you for even trying this. You know, like, it's just, to me, like, an awesome experience to try and walk away if you don't want to do it. And literally, we get through it. He, in the middle of it, starts tearing up and goes, oh my God, I can't believe how powerful this is.
Oh my God.
And then when I went to leave, he came running after me, and he's like, Kai, like, how often do I have to do this? And I just looked back at him and I was like, once or twice a week for the rest of your life. Like, this is going to like energetically just give you so much vitality. And we've been together now for over a year working together.
That's so freaking awesome. So what is he like in person?
Okay. It's funny. He's a movie star because energetically he's a lot like a rock star. Like he just enters the room and he's got all this cool jewelry on and a black t-shirt and his hair is messy. And there's just like this rock star vibe. And I just remember that was my first impression of him. Like, wow, this guy is such a star. And then when we practice, he just can get there so quickly, just so drop into his body and his breathing, and he just becomes very meditative and zen. And it's just such an honor. Like, it's just such an honor to just sit there and hold that space with him, because, you know, people really pull at celebrity energy. They always want pictures, they always need something, but very rarely do like celebrities take a moment to put energy back inside themselves. So
right.
That's kind of where I come in and help them to reclaim that space and like replenish that.
Amazing. So tell us about the types of yoga you do, because I know you teach classes, right?
Yes. I teach Hatha yoga, which is pretty much a breakdown of pretty much all the poses under the sun. Like, some yoga is a very specific routine, Hatha yoga kind of includes every pose, and maybe it's just more a sense of where the students are at that day. So it's much more freeing and a much bigger like buffet of what this practice is. So I really like that, because you can see if the students are like kind of low energy, then you can do a more uplifting practice. If they're all up there, you can do a more grounding one. And I just love the freedom in that, because I'm very creative. So I just like to have this like a lot of fun and sequence it and make it just really tuned to what people need.
Awesome. So if I'm coming in for like, so you do personal, like one-on-one, or do you actually do like group classes?
Yeah, I do personal. I do lots of personal in Beverly Hills with these celebrities, because a lot of celebrities can't come to class.
Good point.
It's right. Distracting and people like are looking. So I do lots of personal. I always recommend a one-on-one for anybody, just so you can get a real understanding of what you're doing.
Right.
And then I do a public class also at a beautiful studio called Namaste DIY in Beverly Hills. And it's totally different, because it's not one-on-one, but you still get this, you know, beautiful moment to yourself to cultivate your own energy.
Awesome. So what's your favorite type of yoga?
I kind of am enjoying all the kinds. I'm still a student. I'm still learning. I don't really know what exactly is my, you know, path, but as long as I think I remain mentally a student and continue to sample all types, I'll eventually perhaps pick one.
Right. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. I just know, like, I've tried the vinyasa is not the hot one, right? Or it is?
Correct. Vinyasa literally means to flow, to connect. So you're just doing poses that are really kind of connecting into each other.
Okay. And what's the hot one? Like where you're in like a 100-degree room?
You can do vinyasa yoga in hot yoga. Hot yoga just means the room is like, you know, 90 degrees or something.
Oh, I'm glad you told me that. I never knew the difference.
Yeah. There's like a little, yeah. So hot yoga isn't really a style. It's just like a type that makes the room really hot, so you can really detox and sweat things out.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So fascinating. So now, of course, you know, with your amazing yoga background, you fell into the world of music. So how did that all come together for you?
Well, I initially was a musician to begin with, and because the highs and lows of a music career are so intense, I just had to figure out a way to survive. It really came from yoga, like just came into my life as a, because I needed to survive the mania of being a musician. And as a bonus, yoga just ended up helping me become so zen and so creative and so strong and so present that way the highs and lows of music wouldn't take me too high or too low. Does that make sense?
I love it. Yeah, it totally balances the way you feel and the way you act and everything, right? Is that more of what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be patient, because I have such big, big music dreams. And like, if they're not coming true, if you're young, you get anxious. I mean, I had such bad anxiety. And I just was like, this is going to kill me unless I learn how to like function. So right. That's why they both really helped me.
Awesome. So tell us about the first song you ever wrote, and what was it about?
You mean like in general in my life, or like in the music I've released?
Why don't we talk about in general? Let's get to know you like on a deeper level. Tell us.
Okay. The very first song I wrote was a song called Neverland. And it was, I played it at my high school talent show. I'd never sang in front of anybody in my whole life. It kind of sounds like Coldplay Clocks, because they're my favorite band. And I just try to really channel that in my songwriting. And yeah, it was just about not growing up. And, you know, we were all about to graduate. And then I looked into the audience and somebody was holding up a lighter. And I just thought, whoa, like, I want to do this with my life.
So awesome. Love it. Good for you. Good for you for putting yourself out there. That's never easy to do, as I'm sure everybody that's listening can attest to.
And the kids were really responsive, you know? I just expected them to just be, not cool about it. And instead, I mean, the reaction was so overwhelmingly positive, I felt so encouraged. And that was the first time I really felt that from my school.
That's so great. Good for you. And now you're on an even cooler path, you know, like good for you.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Carry On, because we're going to play that in a little while. So how did that song come about? It is featured with Robbie Williams, which is so awesome. Tell us about the song.
There's so much in this song, but, you know, it's the whole song is really a metaphor about a hole in my shoe, because I remembered walking back. I live in L.A. by myself. I've been living here by myself, you know, since I was like 20. And I just walked home alone from like a night out, and I looked down and my shoe had a hole in it, in the sole. And I just started getting like really almost like Jim Morrison, like on the piano. And I just like thinking like, oh, there's a hole in my shoe. That's such a metaphor for like the hole in my soul. Like this town is just abusing me. You know, I just felt so alone. And so it's, a lot of layers in it, just as far as, yes, I'm talking about my shoe, but I'm also talking about the souls of the people. And then my soul, when I sing, is just always so positive. And even though I might feel like I'm down, eventually my message is always like, carry on, like carry on. The road you're going is going to be long. And that's always my soul coming out, singing me to hope.
I love it. It was very profound with the descriptions you gave. That was like deep, but that was awesome.
Thank you.
It was very cool. Yeah, no, I love it. And I'm excited for our audience to listen to it too. So we're going to go do that really quickly so everybody could tune in. And we'll be back in a few minutes. All right.
Souls away, and it's such a pity.
And I hope everybody enjoyed Carry On by Kyle and featuring Robbie Williams. Hi, Kai. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. We're so excited to have you back on the line. And now I want all of our audience to get to know you when you're not working. So when you're not doing yoga and you're not singing and songwriting, even those careers are super fun. What do you do in your free time?
I really try to get into nature and connect. You know, I live in LA. I live in a city. And to me, it's just important to rejuvenate, get perspective, go to the ocean, go to sanctuaries or gardens. And I just try to connect to those things and read. I read constantly. So it's those two things to me give me so much freedom. And I'm just trying to always learn and better myself and just read as much as I can.
Love it. I really am all about spirituality. I think even though you do yoga and that balances you, I feel like nature and spirituality is just so balancing.
They really feed each other.
Yeah.
So it's important to connect to that.
Totally agree with that. So that's what you like to do in your free time. Do you travel outside of California? So everybody, Kai is from New York, which is so awesome because if you don't know, I am from New York too. So I was really excited to connect with her on that. So tell us about where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in New York, but I did end up making it out to LA and the weather is amazing. And I looked at LA as this grounding place for me because I really did feel like it was home. But I also thought this is where I want to be based to then go around the world. So through music and through yoga, you know, I'm trying to channel those opportunities.
Nice.
And then, I mean, hopefully in the next year, I had a DJ Davila remix my song Carry On for these dance festivals, and there's going to be one in Italy coming up and one in Mexico, and I'm really hoping I can get over there to perform because music festivals is the next thing I'm really trying to do.
That's friggin' awesome. That's so cool. Oh my God. Festivals in the US are crazy. I can't even imagine what they're like in Europe, right?
Honestly, it would be every big dream of mine coming true.
Yeah.
Traveling, music, festivals. I'm it couldn't be more exciting, and I'm just trying to manifest that.
I mean, I'm sure it'll all work out for you, and we'll just have to follow you on social media, which we'll get to at the end of our show, so people can keep up to date with what you're doing. So tell us about this new EP you have, Dynamo. So tell our audience a little bit about it.
Okay, this is a very cheeky, uplifting record, and I feel so excited to talk about it because it just came out, and I think what I did in this particular album was just take a lot of my dreamy, ethereal thoughts and just make it a little more pop and a little more fun. So I just think it's a really my attempt to just hit maybe a broader audience and get people to believe in their visions. The songs are really positive. They're always kind of cheering you on or cheering me on to just go for my dream.
Love it. I mean, you always make it so spiritual at the end of it. I feel so energetic, positive vibes. I love it. I think it's part of your career.
That's my soul coming out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Totally.
Today I can get really stressed, but then my soul comes out and it's you can do it.
Right. Hey, you need the balance. As long as you acknowledge that too. I feel like when I acknowledge something about myself, it's great. Then you're 10 steps ahead, right?
Totally. Yeah. Because you're aware. You're just self-aware of how you're functioning.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So one thing I didn't even go into because I kind of assumed most people would know what it was, but tell our audience what an EP actually is.
It literally means extended play. An EP is I would say not as long as a record. So it's not an album. It's not seven, over five. It's I think four or five songs on this EP. And it's just I just was in the studio for 6 months with this great music producer, and his name's Alberto Boff, and he's so musical. And I just came in with all these songs I created, and we just vibed, and he just let me as a writer have so much fun exploring a lot of different styles. And I just think that's what this whole project is. And it was just very, very cathartic and very fun for me to create.
It sounds like it. How many songs? Oh, so it's just one song on an EP? I'm not even familiar with how that works.
It's five.
Okay,
I think there's five on this one.
Yeah. Awesome. And Queen is coming out in August, which is a new song you're doing, right?
Yeah, so Queen is its own. It's so fun to talk about all new singles because they all are all like little worlds I've stepped into. But
love
Queen
it.
Is really like my manifesto to LA, and it's very female empowering because the queen is the most powerful chess piece on the chessboard. And I remembered going for a run in this town, and I was so defeated. I felt there's like a lot of crazy stuff happening. You never know who's like a good person, who's going to help you, who isn't. And I just remember going for a run, and I was so down. And then I was listening to the track, and I suddenly the queen chess piece like flashed into my brain, and I just thought, oh, that's the most powerful piece on a chessboard, the queen. Like, I didn't come here to get defeated. Like, I came here to rule. So I just need to build myself up, and I just want women to use that type of power in themselves. It's like such a feminine powered song because it's just about dominating and being on top and not letting anybody keep you down.
Love it. I love the power of the queen. Rock it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fun. So
right on.
I know. So fun. So, you know, just out of curiosity, in terms of like writing songs, it seems like you just go into these like paths, like journey tunnels, where you just get like in your thoughts and your songwriting is just running. How long does it take you to write a song?
Some take literally 3 minutes and some take 3 years. Dynamo, the name of a whole EP, it's just like the single Dynamo, took me 3 years to write because when I started it, I was about to go to England to perform. I ended up getting not allowed into the country because they found out I was a musician. So they detained me for 11 hours. I had to spend the night in jail, and they flew me back to LA.
What?
It was like the craziest journey of my life. So then I got flown back to LA, and as soon as I landed, I was so depressed because all I ever wanted to do was go sing in London and perform and like live out my dream.
Why not?
And so I went into complete depression. So that's actually when I got more into yoga to like save myself. I was so depressed. I couldn't even write. And then finally my friend turned to me and was like, you should finish Dynamo. And then I ended up turning the entire song into like a comeback, into that deep inside of us, there's dynamo and there's a light, and you gotta fight to get it out because every day there's a high to low, but you gotta keep igniting yourself.
Right. Wow, that take is awesome. It's like you're igniting it.
Yeah.
You're igniting it, and then you release it, kind of thing.
Exactly. And it's a really feel-good song, and I would drive around in L.A. listening to that again and again every morning. Like, it really kept me in an uplifted, feel-good way, and I just want that for people who feel like they're stuck or they're not in a good way to know that inside them is a huge power that needs to be activated.
Right. Love it. That was so inspiring. Like, it just shows you, like, you can come out of rough patches. And I really like that you've gone to yoga to help balance you, because I find, truthfully, like, I love yoga. Like, I do. I think it's so healing. So I think it's awesome that you teach it. If I was in LA, I'd come to your classes, or I'd do personal.
Oh, I'd love to have you. But it's so good you have a practice. And I call myself the Budapest. And I just try to make sure everybody's, like, getting on their mat once a week and just breathing deeper, calming down, and just unleashing that energy, because I just believe in everybody, and I want everybody to get to their goal.
I love it. Do you ever do any YouTube videos like of you doing yoga, like any like tips or ideas or things like that?
Well, I'm like starting to branch into it. I had two that I think I made private because I'm launching all these music videos, and then I'm trying to see, do yoga videos fit on that channel, or do
right.
I need to have my own yoga channel? I'm really not sure if these worlds combine or not. I mean, they kind of need to, so I'm working towards that.
Why not, though? Be the first to do it. Like, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think it is kind of all tumbling together. So you're right.
I mean, most...
And I really...
No, I was just going to say, most entrepreneurs, I mean, how many different things do they do? Like, rock it. Show off what you do. Like, why do you only have to do one thing? You know?
I almost feel like it's too much. Like, if you need yoga, I'm here for you. If you like music, then I feel like I'm here for you on that. And, you know, but you're right. It could all be this one whole thing.
Well, because it all represents you anyway. So they can go to your channel and get things that people want out of it.
Especially if I do get to be able to travel with the music festival, because I just feel like I then shoot some yoga videos in each city. So that way when people meditate or want to do practicing, they can kind of do it all over the world with me.
How freaking cool is that? Oh my God, it's genius. Love it. And you can even play your music. Play your music in the background.
Yeah. That with class, I'm starting to do it because I think my nickname is Kyland, and it's just like this other place I try to take people and do. And so with yoga, I'm starting to add the music into it.
That's fun. I mean, it doesn't have to be all the time. Just a suggestion, because I figured because you do both, like incorporate both, you know?
Right. And it kind of, especially, you know, my last album was just so dreamy and so ethereal. And I think they really work together.
Yeah. Rock it, Kai. I support it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today. Tell us how everybody can follow you on their social media, on your social media.
I think the best way to follow me, the simplest way, is through Twitter. My Twitter is mykai, M-Y-K-A-I. And that's kind of the source of the other offshoots. And if you get interested in my music, I have a music website. If you're interested in my yoga, I have a yoga website. And I am working to like combine everything, but for now, you know, whatever people see me as or gravitate to, I'm starting to create those spaces so they can find me.
Awesome. So tell us your websites too.
My website is kaielle.com, kaielle.com.
Perfect. So they can go there to access everything about you pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It was so fun.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. It was so nice to talk to you.
Of course. Likewise. And thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Definitely check out Kai on social media. Stay up to date with all of her new adventures that she will be doing with her music career. And stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by Dutch Crown Records and ConnectPay.com. Don't forget, The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com. Don't forget, The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.